Chapter 29. Villeneuve-les-Avignon, France. Malone stared at Royce Claridon and said,
"You're good."
"I've had lots of practice."
Claridon looked at Stephanie.
"You are Lars' wife?"
She nodded.
"He was a friend and a great man, so smart. Yet he underestimated those who opposed him."
"How long have you been here?" she asked.
5 years.
Malone was astonished.
"Why?"
"There are those who seek what Lars sought. Not openly, but they deal severely with those who stand in their way. So I came here and feigned illness."
"Why are you talking to us?" Stephanie asked.
"You're Lars' widow. For him, I would do anything."
Claridon pointed.
"And those words, sent by someone with knowledge."
"What was your connection to Lars?" Stephanie asked.
"I had access to the book trade. He required obscure materials. We eventually became friends, and I started to share his passion. But then, Lars died. So sad. Others after him also perished. So I came here."
"What others?"
"A book dealer in Seville, a librarian in Marseille, a college student in Rome. Not to mention Mark."
"Ernst Scoville is also dead," Stephanie said. "Run down by a car last week." Claridon quickly crossed himself.
"Those who seek are indeed made to pay. Tell me, dear lady, do you know anything?"
"I have Lars's journal." A look of concern swept across Claridon's face.
"Then you are in mortal danger."
"How so?" Malone asked.
"This is terrible," Claridon said, the words coming fast. "So terrible, it's not right that you be involved. You lost your husband and your son."
"What do you know of Mark?"
"It was just after his death that I came here."
"My son died in an avalanche."
"Not true. He was killed, just like the others I mentioned."
Malone and Stephanie waited for him to explain.
"Mark was following leads his father had discovered years before. He traveled into the mountains to look, but never returned."
"You said you came here to escape them."
"Who's them?" Malone asked. "The Knights Templar?"
Claridon nodded.
"How can you lead the way?" Malone asked. "And who is this engineer we're supposed to be watching out for?"
"She too seeks what Lars coveted.
Her name is Cassiopeia Witt. She lives at Givors, an ancient citadel site. She's a woman of color, a Muslim, who possesses great wealth. She labors in the forest to rebuild a castle using only 13th century techniques. Her chateau stands nearby, and she calls herself l'ingénieur, the engineer. Have you met her?"
"She saved my hide in Copenhagen, which makes me wonder why someone would warn us to beware of her."
"Her motives are suspect. She seeks what Lars sought, but for different reasons."
"And what is it she seeks?" Malone asked.
"What the brothers of the Temple of Solomon left behind long ago. Their great devise. What the priest Saunier discovered. What the brothers have been searching for all these centuries."
Malone didn't believe a word of it.
"So point us in the right direction."
"It's not that simple. The trail has been made difficult."
"Do you even know where to start?"
"If you have Lars's notebook, you have more knowledge than I possess. I was never allowed to see it."
"We also have a copy of Pierre Gravé de Languedoc," Stephanie said. Claridon gasped.
"I'd never believed it existed."
She showed him the volume. "It's real."
"Might I see the gravestone?"
She opened to the page, and Claridon studied it with interest.
"Lars would have been pleased."
"Care to explain?" Malone asked.